How are you feeling right now?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good. I kind of had the whole weekend to digest. It was kind of a surprise on Friday. I had to have my coworkers double check me. And now it's just kind of sailing through and getting here and then getting to the bank.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the logical next step after you leave the lottery office. Oh, man. So you scratched your ticket on Friday at work. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you kind of walk me through, first of all, where you got your ticket and kind of the process of scratching?
I was at the Hy-Vee on Fleur, and I'd gone in to get a couple things, and I was going to get a couple lottery tickets. I planned to spend about $20 on tickets, and I was just kind of waiting for my turn, you know, to get my tickets. And I was looking at them, and I'd played Frogger several times, won a little bit here and there. So I was actually going to play three of one of the other $5 games. I can't remember which one it was. And then I was still going to get one Frogger ticket just because I like that game. I like the games that you actually do something, like the crossword or Frogger or stuff like that. And then the last minute, when it came to my turn, I just asked for four Frogger tickets, which was going to be the same price anyway.
Right.
So I don't even know, like, the order. You know, I had the full all four of the tickets folded, but I separated them, and I don't know if I mixed them up. So I don't know whether I would have gotten this ticket if I'd just gotten the one or if it was because I got the four. So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I took them. I was kind of my lunch break.
Okay.
And I went back to work. I had to run a couple errands first, and then I was sitting at my desk eating lunch, and usually after I do that, if I buy tickets, I'll just scratch them before I go back to work. And nothing on the first ticket, you know, that's fine. So I scratched the second ticket, and I started in the right path. There's nothing there. So I got to the middle path and followed the arrows. And I saw, finally, you know, got through it all, got to the arrow pointing up to the prize. I was like, oh, cool, a prize. So I started to scratch it off, and I saw the five. So I was like, oh, cool, $5. At least I got my money back for that ticket. And then I kept going, and then I saw the 50. I was like, oh, great, $50. That's more than I've won on this game at all. But then I saw that I still had the rest of the thing to scratch off, and it was $50,000. So I was a little surprised, a little dumbstruck, and that's when I called my coworkers over just to double-check for me because I thought maybe I made a mistake because I've never won more than $50 on a ticket. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it was a big surprise, and I had two tickets left to scratch, and it was kind of hard. My hand was a little shaky as I was scratching those, and there's nothing on those tickets. So
it's hard to beat $50,000. Yeah. Oh my goodness, how exciting that had.
And then I texted my wife, and she gives me a hard time for buying lottery tickets, spending money on, because you don't always win, but at least the money's going to a good cause. Some of it goes to, you know, all the things that the lottery gives money to, veterans and everything. So I texted her, and I'm going to just read you. Mind if I read you the text? Because it was pretty funny. So I sent her a text, and I just sent her, you know, an OMG, 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 and then no response. So then I sent her another one that said OMG, OMG, OMG. And then I said, I got a scratch ticket and dot, dot, dot. And she said, and? And I said, I won $50,000. And she says, seriously? No way. It's not April Fool's. And then she responded with OMG, OMG, OMG.
So obviously she kind of came to terms with it right away and was just as excited.
She turned to her coworker. She's training at work right now, she was really happy. I mean, I was trying not to tell everybody yet. Yeah. I mean, I called my family and stuff. And they all didn't believe me at first either, and then they were excited. So,
oh, how exciting!
It was a good Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great way to head into the weekend.
Yeah.
So you're on the middle path, you scratch your way to the top, and you reveal $50,000. Can you kind of explain what's going through your head right at that moment? Like, did it register right away?
It did. Well, like I said, when I first did, I saw it, and I mean, I immediately called over a couple of my coworkers. You know, I don't win $50,000 on a scratch ticket. And I double-checked my line, you know, to make sure, you know, that I was following the arrows right. And, you know, I just was kind of, I was like kind of just freaking out at my seat for a minute and just not knowing, like, holy cow, how did this happen? And then, yeah, so it was just a huge surprise, and called my coworkers over, and then another coworker came back from her lunch, so I had her look at it too. So, yeah, it was a big surprise. Like I said, I tried, after I scratched the next two tickets, my hand was shaking the whole time.
That's understandable, for sure. So how did you sleep this weekend knowing you
I
had
did
this?
Fine. You know, when I thought about it, because after we were talking a little bit about it, and, you know, ultimately, it's not going to be a whole lot in our pocket, but it's going to let us pay some things off, get out of debt, and for the most part, not everything, obviously not the mortgage and that sort of stuff.
Right.
But it was just, the weekend was just kind of just relaxing. Like, I think just knowing that a huge weight would be lifted for some of the debt that we have right now. So, and then we'll still have a little bit to do some stuff around the house and important things. Nice. So, yeah.
So, home improvement.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
Nice. And also that peace of mind.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Debt. Just so, to see that. Awesome. One of the first things I said, oh, there go my student loans. So that'll be a great weight lifted. Just a couple things like that.